What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the past week has seen two high-profile mass shootings, one at Brown University in Rhode Island in the United States, where two students were killed, and where law enforcement arrested a man who they later confirmed was not involved at all. The other, of course, at Bondi Beach in Sydney, where 16 people, including one of the two gunmen, was killed. But even at Bondi, where the identity of the gunman was almost instantly available, misinformation also came very quickly online. David Robert Grimes, disinformation expert and author of The Irrational Ape, joins us to look at both. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it did seem in the wake of the Bondi Beach killings that the information about the perpetrators came very soon. But you've been discovering that misinformation was actually being spread almost from the beginning.
And arguably, according to some people, as we'll find out, even before, although we'll have to clarify that a bit. So we now know, and we've seen this pattern consistently, in the wake of any atrocity or any tragedy, that people go to social media and start putting out very confident narratives that turn out to be utterly false. And sometimes these are simple misunderstandings or people speculating to avoid. But a lot of the time they have a more sinister undertone, that they're trying to spread a particular story to people. And this is something we certainly saw from two different distinct sides, at least, in the Bondi Beach shooting case.
So the suggestion, first of all, I mean, we know now that this was an ISIS-inspired attack, and it was anti-Semitic in origin, given that this was happening during a Hanukkah celebration at Bondi Beach. But there are those who claim, wrongly, of course, that they were perhaps former IDF soldiers involved, or even Mossad.
Yeah, and it's really important to get the context of this straight. Firstly, this was nakedly anti-Semitic. It was targeted at Jews, and it was targeted at a Jewish festival, and the guys had a flag with them, the father and son team had a flag with them that was an ISIS flag, and they had been, the suspicion, they were training in the Philippines just a few days before. But immediately on Twitter, and or the artist formerly known as Twitter, X, there were social media posts claiming that the shooters were either Iranian or IDF soldiers who had post-traumatic stress syndrome. Some of them even named them. They found a picture of a soldier, the IDF, David Cohen, who looks vaguely familiar. And they percolated these claims online that it was a false flag. That is when an army attack in the colors of a different army to create a particular narrative. They said it was led by Mossad, and it went around online. There was one particular Irish ex-user, who we will not mention, who insisted the Islamic State flags were actually proof that this is a false flag. So this is a weird thing that conspiracy theorists do. They turn a lack of evidence into supporting evidence. That tweet was viewed 2 million times.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And most of these were really victim blaming. They were incredibly abusive towards the victims. The 15 people we know were now were murdered. And some of them, it's very akin to what, say, the Sandy Hook Alex Jones thing, where some of these tweets were claiming that these were actors, that they were, it was being faked up. It was a Mossad operation. This is, of course, patently wrong. Well, now, when I said earlier on about the time thing, some of these conspiracy theories were fueled by basic misunderstanding. So a lot of them looked at when the Google search traffic spiked for Bondi and the shooters' names, and they thought that it had happened before the shooting had occurred. It turns out these people didn't understand time zones. So they'd mixed up Australian time with their own local time, and then decided. I mean, you can't but laugh at this. It's just so ridiculous. And of course, this is a real problem. So this is a case of people that are pushing an anti-Semitic narrative.
And then of course is the question of the name of the suspected shooters, father and son. There was another individual with a similar name, and people were saying this is the guy, and it wasn't at all.
Yeah, it's a relatively common name. It was Naveed Akram, who had zero connection to the shooters, a different one, in Australia. And he had to plead with people to stop using his photograph online and post about the attack. People had gone to his social media page and grabbed his photographs. And also, panic also spreads. For example, there were scheduled fireworks, Christmas fireworks in a Sydney suburb. And then false claims went online that these had been set off by Muslims to celebrate the killings. So that was an Islamophobic false tweet. And this even got worse when it came to the identity of the heroes. We've all seen the footage now of the bystander Ahmed Al-Mahed wrestling the gun from the shooter. Now, he was he was originally from Syria. He was a fruit seller, so he's an immigrant in Australia, and did this incredibly brave act. And of course, some people had to denigrate him about that. They started claiming, there was tweets around saying that he was a young man from the Jewish community who had done this rather than a Muslim. That was a claim initially repeated, although later corrected by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But it went beyond erasure of heroism. There was more concerted international disinformation campaign. One tweet that was viewed 122.5 million times claimed that he wasn't a Muslim, but a white Australian man named Edward Crabtree. And the tweet went on not only to say that he's Edward Crabtree, you're misidentifying him, it actually had a go at Muslims after that. And weirdly enough, Elon Musk's Grok AI, which is supposed to be the flagship of his AI system, started repeating this claim is true very quickly afterwards.
Now, why do people do this? I mean, okay, I know there's an impatience to get stuff out there and to appear to be connected and involved and knowledgeable and all the rest. But, you know, a matter of hours and everything was clear, who the suspects were, who the local hero was. All of that became very clear. Why do people do this?
So there's an innocent and a less innocent explanation, and both are true at the same time. The innocent one is the one that you already kind of alluded to there. It's the fact that people speculate into a void, or they misunderstand time zones, or they mix up names of people that have similar names or the same names. So they're the more innocent reasons that things can get skewed. But there's a definitely sinister undertone to a lot of this. When a tragedy or an atrocity happens, groups with particular motivations and ideologies will try to use that to amplify their own narratives. We've seen this in anti-immigrant stuff, by the way, in the past, when there's an attack somewhere and suddenly there's tweets by, you know, Tommy Robinson saying that this is anti-immigrant stuff. And we saw it here as well. This is a form of pushing a worldview, and it's a darker fingerprint. For example, the false flag claims were massively amplified by the website Pravda. Pravda, as you can probably guess, is registered in Russia and has a long history of spreading pro-Russian disinformation. So the idea behind that is this doesn't directly relate to Russia, but again, it's the Russian propaganda policy of pushing divisive content to make people angry, to make them disengage, to make them hate each other, to stoke tensions, essentially. The false claims about Edward Crabtree, the other side of a coin, came from a website called The Daily, which was set up on the 14th of December, 2025, which just so happened to be the day of the attack. So again, it's likely a Russian propaganda outfit from the other side of the table. And this is really common. They'll often set up opposing narratives to feed the fire, the anger, the speculation, the anti-Semitic, the Islamophobic stuff, because the divided their enemies fall and united they would stand. And that is exactly the idea behind a lot of this.
Now, finally, David, we should look to another shooting around the same time, and that was the shooting of the students in Brown University in Rhode Island, and the arrest of a young man who then, a couple of days later, had to be released on the basis that he had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the shooting, and yet his name was found online, and then it was published by people like CNN, for example, thus ruining the man, potentially, and putting him possibly even in harm's way. So even the authorities can get it badly wrong.
They can get it very badly wrong. And this is another thing. I think good investigations can take a long time. We expect, we live in the era of instant news, instant access, and we expect constant updates. The reality is, to do good investigative work, it takes time. Now, the police and the FBI at the time, at the Brown University shooting, they made the statement, the people of Providence should breathe a little easier this morning, and had lifted the shelter in place order for the city. Of course, those same individuals had to return to that podium and say, actually, they got it wrong. So sometimes it's narrative control. I mean, we can say anything about Kash Patel's management of the FBI, but that's a different story to unpack a different day. So this is a really good example that we have to realize, and this is a lesson for all of us, that evolving news stories will always evolve. And until the dust settles, things will often change. And we often see this in the reporting of tragedies, that the details that initially emerge are later on contradicted, corrected, or even entirely rescinded. So it's worth taking our time before we rush to judgments, because otherwise people like Russian disinformation experts can very much manipulate us into feeling a certain way and to acting a certain way without the evidence.
David Robert Grimes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.